Joined by head coach Lee Warford of the Pattonsburg Lady Panthers. Coming up for the Lady Panthers home game with Princeton tonight. North Nottoway coming up on Thursday. Districts next week. Guys are going to play on Monday. So we're looking at 1 week from tonight. Pattonsburg will play Winston. A couple of teams that are familiar with one another are going to play at 5 o'clock. I think I asked you this last week, Coach, but where are you going for districts this year?
We go to King City.
Gotcha. So, place you're familiar with from Saturday.
That's correct.
Winston-Pattonsburg next week at 5. We might mention that later on in the interview, but we'll save a lot of that for next week. Your team played Gallatin on Saturday. That's a Gallatin team that much improved this year. To me, they've kind of been up and down, but about a 500 basketball team, and they scored the ball well against you Saturday. Tell me about that ball game a little bit.
Well, first, you're so correct when you say that Gallatin's much improved. You know, they went through three pretty tough years, and the coaches over there have done a great job, and they've got a lot to look forward to with a lot of underclass players. And they just wore us out with their press. It was a game that early in the game and even through half, we were right there, but it just mentally and physically wore you out. And they were relentless with it. And they had a lot of depth who might not have been a good offensive player, but all their kids were skilled in running that press and did a good job.
They remind me a lot of where South Harrison was about a year and a half ago. If you look at, you know, South Harrison team that they kind of figured out, okay, we got Hannah Carter in the middle. We got a lot of girls that can handle the ball and kind of fly around. And I just kind of feel like that Gallatin's in a very similar spot right now.
They are. And I still think that they'll see that Gallatin improve again next year. It looks like a very energetic group of kids and a very energetic coaching staff.
You played Maysville at Maysville a week ago tonight, Coach. You talk about teams that are a lot better than their record. You know, I think Maysville's in that group. They're getting better quick. They have a couple of wins on their resume now. They didn't have any before February, and they did not make it easy on you last Tuesday going to their place.
No, they didn't, even though we had a comfortable lead most of the time, but we just could not stick a fork in it and get out and get the lead. And then they had, the dangerous three-point shot. Always when somebody's behind, you can't ever be comfortable when kids are knocking down threes and we're scoring twos. But we came out of there. Of course, we were down one of our key players in that game. Kelsey Crabtree was ill, running the fever, and didn't make the trip with us. And we had some other girls really step up and played well. Katie Chamberlain really played well, and Mackenzie Turner really played well. I thought Jane Braza played real well. So had some kids that stepped up and took advantage of their multiple minutes that they got.
58-44 the final, and rather 58-45 the final in that one. I kind of figure, yeah, in girls basketball, it seems like this is the case around the region this year. If teams can get to that 45-50 point plateau, it seems like that's kind of the mark where if you can get to 45-50, you got a pretty good chance of getting a W.
That is correct. Scoring in 1A girls, 1A, maybe even some of the 2As, to me seems like scoring is down this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether coaches are putting a whole lot more emphasis on defense or more ball control or just lack of multiple offensive players on teams, but the scoring does seem to be down.
When that event that they have for the Grand River Conference, it's so unique. I don't know if there's another conference that does it quite that way, where you get all these teams that, obviously I cover Trenton a lot and the East. I don't get to see a lot of the West, but I get to see your team and, you know, a little bit of the North Andrews of the world and St. Joseph Christian. And it just feels like, you know, the way they have it set up where the games get bigger as the day kind of wanes into night. How much fun is that event for you guys to be a part of?
I really like it. It's a lot of fun. We played a 9 o'clock game, and I was there till 4:30 or so, just watching other games and going to the hospitality room several times, and just had a nice basketball day.
Yeah, Princeton tonight, you know, with Princeton, they got some nice players, but, you know, use that Reggie Jackson term, the straw that stirs the drink. That's Addie Henke. What are the things that Addie does when you look at her on film and just kind of knowing her game? What makes her so difficult to slow down?
Well, obviously, she's a fantastic shooter, especially beyond the arc, but she also has a very good skill set to be able to penetrate and pivot and make her own shots inside the lane. We're going to have to probably key on her totally with everybody ready to drop off, which then creates other problems for us because they've got a nice inside player.
Yeah, and that is Grace Kelly, the outstanding inside player for them. One of those teams I just don't see a lot of or getting a real good read because they are outside of our listening areas, North Nottoway. You get them on Thursday. What do you know about North Nottoway, Coach?
Of course, they've got one girl who's already signed with North Central, the Klein girl, and left open, she's as good a shooter as there is. So, other than that, we match up pretty well with their other four.
When you look at this week, yeah, obviously you got a couple of home games. You always want to protect your home court and you want to get victories, but it is this week just foremost about getting W's and trying to get momentum toward districts?
We're trying to make sure everybody's healthy, trying to cover all different scenarios with foul trouble, things like that. But, yes, we definitely look at the win first, but if we get opportunities to look at some of those different scenarios going into the districts, we will.
So without having the benefit of having the bracket in front of me, what seed are you and what seed is Winston for that game next Tuesday?
We're the four and they are the five.
And I'm going to guess here, is King City the one?
King City was the overwhelming number one, yes.
Gotcha. That's what I figure. I have some brackets to print out here in the next 48 hours, so that's on my to-do list. But Winston and Pattonsburg is going to be 5 o'clock 1 week from today over at the new gym at King City. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight against Princeton.
Thank you so much.